With me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Dr. Michael Martin, who is director of the Center for Louisiana Studies here at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, here to talk about the UL Press annual holiday book sale. The UL Press is within the bounds of the Center for Louisiana Studies. I guess you're kind of like this umbrella group, and you house lots of different activities, including the UL Press and all of the publications in that press. Just a brief history lesson about the press to let people know how long it's been here and the scope of y'all's work.
The Center for Louisiana Studies itself was created in 1973, but actually we had been publishing books since the late 1960s, 1968 thereabouts. So once the center was created, the press became a part of that that umbrella organization. It was for about four decades known as the Center for Louisiana Studies Press, and only in the last three or four years the name changed to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette Press, or the UL Press. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we've been doing this quite a long time.
And you all have published lots of books about Louisiana topics, history, folklore, natural events. You've published books about hurricanes and coastal issues. So you really cover the full range of topics in Louisiana. Are you all focused on Louisiana primarily, or do you publish other topics?
Our main focus is Louisiana, and that's whether it's fiction, nonfiction, poetry, environmental studies, that sort of stuff. We've almost exclusively focused on Louisiana, and for good reason. Louisiana is a state where you can have a lot of books written on a wide variety of topics, and those books be important and also fun to read and interesting to read. Mm-hmm. So we're happy to maintain that focus. We know Louisiana well. We know the people who sell books and the people who buy books in Louisiana, and we try to use that to our advantage.
Right. And you've just recently, you did mention fiction. Just in the past couple of years, you've started publishing novels.
That's right.
And they've both been quite successful.
They have. Mm-hmm. We published our first novel, Higher Ground, which was set in post-storm. He doesn't actually use the term mm-hmm. Katrina. Mm-hmm. Post-storm New Orleans. It's a kind of comic noir novel that came out in the fall of 2011. And then earlier this year, it won a couple of awards for best fiction, best regional fiction, and was a runner-up for a best first novel award. Then our second novel, which was published in the spring of 2012, is Dirty Rice, A Season in the Evangeline League. It's a story of a Native American from Texas who comes to Louisiana to play in the historical Evangeline League during the 1930s, 1935 to be exact. And it blends this kind of Native American element with a lot of the South Louisiana culture. He's playing for the Rain Rice Birds with the kind of writing about baseball that you really only get about baseball when it comes to sports. People who are fascinated and love baseball tend to write in a way that really conveys the game. Mm-hmm. So that book we were extraordinarily pleased with. It combines history with fiction. And we just found out in the last, actually yesterday, that a major American newspaper, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, named that book one of the top 25 fiction titles of 2012. We were very pleasantly surprised by that. And it put us in a list that included no other university presses. It was all big New York presses. So we were kind of pleased about that as well.
So you've hit two home runs with your novel so far.
We have, and we hope to continue that record.
Well, and you know, you mentioned that you all have been actually publishing books since the late 60s, but something has happened within the last decade or so. Every single book that has come out of the UL Press, and I hear everyone say this, is extremely high quality. You choose the authors, the topics very well, and then you proceed to create these absolutely beautiful publications. The feel of them, the paper, the printing, the design, it's all just beautiful. And everyone I talk to who has picked up one of the books has made those comments. So you're doing a great job over there.
Well, thank you.
And I know all of of the authors who have become involved with you are quite pleased with how you've handled their material. A lot of people have come because of those reasons. People have come to anticipate eagerly your holiday sale every year. It's an event that takes place at the UL Alumni House here That's on right. campus. So tell us about that sale. It's going to take place tomorrow evening, Tuesday the 4th, at the Alumni Center.
That's right. Tomorrow evening, beginning at 5 o'clock, we'll be set up at the Alumni Center. We'll have, in addition to our new titles, we'll also have a quite extensive collection of back titles. All of our books will be on sale, including the newest releases, for at least 20% off the regular price. Some of our older titles will have very deep, substantial discounts. So here's your chance to buy not only some holiday gifts or maybe graduation gifts, graduation's coming up, but also to build your personal collection, fill up some bookshelves if you have empty spots on those. We enjoy doing this this book sale every year. It's a chance for us to kind of create a bridge between the university audience that we already know pretty well and the broader, more public audience. It's nice that we have it in the evening, gives people a chance to stop by after work. And we always try to do it after classes have finished, even though finals are still going on, so that professors and students might have a little extra time to come and browse. This year we'll be offering, as we do every year, we'll be offering some light refreshments, free gift wrapping. If you buy a book, we'll give you a nice UL Press tote bag. So there's some added incentives to stop by.
Absolutely. And just going shopping at the UL Alumni Center, it's such a lovely place.
It really is. It's a wonderful venue.
You'll feel so relaxed as you drive up and park and enter those doors. Well, let's talk about those books. You mentioned the latest titles. Mm-hmm. You're extremely pleased with the publications this fall. There are three main titles that you published this fall. Grankato by John Slaughter. Mm-hmm. Also the Boudin book, I think people are going to start calling it that, by UL professor Robert Carricker.
That's right.
And then a book that Zachary Richard did on the Histoire des Acadiens et Acadiennes. Mm-hmm. So three wonderful titles. Tell us about those, because some people may have missed the interviews here or just may not have heard about them.
Sure. The Grankato book is a collection of photographs. John Slaughter lives in Grankato. Now he actually splits his time between Grankato and a place in Texas. But he moved there in the late 1970s. He was a photographer as a profession. He worked for the Opelousas Daily World, but was also taking very high-quality photos of his town, the place that he came to call home. And so he's been doing that now for 25, almost 30 years or so. And he has, or more than 30 years now that I think about it, so he created this substantial collection of really wonderful images. What we were able to do is work with John, culling images from 1977 all the way up to almost the present through early 2012. Images that convey not only what Grankato may be known as to outsiders, a place where, for instance, the academy is, or a place where the retreat house is, or a place where tourists can come and see the beautiful oak trees and kind of get the quaint feel of maybe a bygone era. He's also very good at conveying what Grankato is for the people who live there. It's a community. It's a place that is not stuck in time. It's evolving. And so through the images of the people who live there, through the images of the businesses there, of the structures that kind of come and go, and the day-to-day life, he adds a complexity to the story of Grankato through these absolutely stunning photographs that I don't think you get in books that are solely focused on one element of
the architecture or history.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
And there's also that element of Grankato that so many of the different groups you mentioned feel. There's a real emotional reaction. Most people use the word spiritual feeling about the place. And John really does get that.
That's right.
He lived there. He saw what happened in the streets every day. He was able to capture small moments between people who lived there. But it's that emotional feel that every page reflects that. And
yes.
If anyone's ever had anything to do with Grankato, passed through it, went to a retreat, went to school there, it really touches them, I think.
That's right. It connects you back to something that if you've left, you can pretty easily tap back into, regardless of how long ago it was that you were there.
Right.
Because the trees are still there, the schools are still there, the buildings are mostly still there. And so we've got a lot of great feedback from people who attended the academy or people who've been to retreats and things of that nature who say the photographs vividly remind them of what it was like so many years ago.
Right, just images they have in their heads. And
right.
There are also several of his very iconic photographs in addition to some of the ones you've described of just daily life. That lovely picture that I guess has become a poster, the black and white of the person walking down the alley with the pines and the oaks. And
yeah, that's the one we chose to close the book out, actually. Mm-hmm. So it kind of serves as a bookend for us. And others, there are some wonderful images of rainbows over the church and of the oak alley. With the academy in the distance, the cemeteries, those sort of things,
and that yellow barn.
That's right,
the yellow barn with the plane flying.
Yeah,
over
the true barnstorming.
Right.
yes.
Really gorgeous photographs, and you worked very closely with him again with that same care that we've been talking about that the UL Press is becoming quite known for, almost daily towards the end, making sure everything was designed correctly. It's a lovely book. Also, it has a cloth cover with that beautiful, brightly colored photograph of St. Charles Church right on the cover.
That's right.
I really loved it.
Yeah, we pride ourselves on working closely with our authors. I think it's one of the things, because we focus on Louisiana, we're able to, most of our authors, not all of them, are from Louisiana. And even if they're from North Louisiana or New Orleans or somewhere, it's not unusual for them to come to our office multiple times as we're producing the book, as we're laying it out and planning for things, and give us their input. So we like to think of ourselves as producing books for Louisiana, about Louisiana, and by Louisianans.
If you're just joining us, my guest is Dr. Michael Martin, who is director of the Center for Louisiana Studies and the UL Lafayette Press. They will hold their annual holiday book sale tomorrow evening at the UL Alumni Center. We're talking about some of the books that will be available, and I believe some of these authors will be there. John Slaughter is supposed to be there to sign copies.
That's right.
And also Dr. Robert Carriker, who has for a long time been studying Boudin in our community, and with your help has published a book on some of his findings and the history. Tell us a bit about this book.
Yeah, well, Bob Carriker, from the moment he first arrived in Lafayette, actually when he came here to interview for a job, was exposed to Boudin, and it developed what's now almost a 15-year relationship with Boudin that he has. And so he's taken to traveling about, trying Boudin at various locations, and from that sprung this idea for a book. What we hoped to do, and I think we succeeded in doing that with this book, is to provide a little bit of history, a little bit of culture, and then also what we might call a starting point for exploring Boudin, the variations of ingredients, the variations of texture, the variations of preparation. So it's not what I would call all-inclusive. It's not an encyclopedia of Boudin. It's a representation of Boudin, stop by stop, we'll say, across South Louisiana. Beyond the context, we've provided little vignettes on about 27 different places, purveyors of Boudin, stretching from Baton Rouge to Lake Charles and all in between.
And in addition, you all did a fabulous job with the photography. I think
that's
Jenny
right.
Culbert did the photography.
Yes.
Because, I approached this book with a little hesitation. How many ways can you photograph it so that it looks interesting, or it could look really bad?
Right.
But it didn't. It looked great.
In the hands of a skilled photographer like Denny, it's easy to make something that you might say, oh, well, it just looks like a bunch of sausage. It's easy to make that look distinctive.
Yeah.
And it's a testament, I think, to the very different ways that people produce Boudin around here. He was able to take those materials and almost create an artistic view of it. They're really beautiful. They make me hungry when I look at them.
A lot of variation.
And that's a great testament to to food photography, mm-hmm. if it makes you want to go out and get some boudin.
It is. And you mentioned the history of boudin. Mm-hmm. I loved seeing that photograph of the horn stuffer that's that right. was made out of a bull's horn.
Yes, a bull's horn mm-hmm. stuffer back before the days of mechanized stuffers or even metal stuffers. Mm-hmm. You had to get the stuff in the casing somehow, and the preferred method for boudin, and I guess for any other sausage, would have been to use some sort of animal horn, preferably mm-hmm. A bull horn.
So, interesting information. That is Boudin by Dr. Robert Carriker, again, right. a UL history professor, actually head of the history department here
right.
at the university. The two titles we're talking about, Grand Coteau and Boudin, were just published this fall, mm-hmm. along with Zachary Richard's book, Histoire des Acadiens et Acadiennes, mm-hmm. That is a lovely book that I think is intended to be used in education.
That's right. Zachary and a team of writers and designers put this book together for us. It is intended for education, and we hope that it'll be used in the French language immersion schools because it provides a kind of all-encompassing history of the Acadians before they left Nova Scotia throughout their scattering about the Atlantic world and their arrival and since then in Louisiana. So it provides a general introduction to the history. And that's something that really doesn't exist out there. There are lots of books about particular time periods or particular topics within Cajun history or Acadian history. But there's nothing that's kind of all-encompassing.
En français. This one is in French.
That's correct, yes. and that's the other thing. Because it's geared towards French immersion programs, it's clearly going to be written in French. Mm-hmm. The nice thing about the book is not only does it provide the introduction to the history, it also provides an introduction to the French language. So if you're already kind of familiar with the history of the Acadians or the Cajuns, it's easy to go to this book. And if you're not familiar with French, to kind of learn French on the fly. I found it very useful to me. I mean, my French is so-so, but I found in reading through that book that it kind of bolsters or reminds me of what I learned back in college or high school and maybe haven't used that much then. So it's a kind of primer on the history, but also it's a good way to reintroduce yourself or to start learning French.
Very accessible French.
Yeah, and for that reason, it's not just something that the schools might use. It has a kind of broader, more general interest, I would say. Mm.
So again, one of the three titles that the UL Press published this fall that will be available at their holiday book sale tomorrow evening. That's tomorrow, December 4th, at the UL Alumni Center. In addition to those three titles, you have quite a number new releases within the past year. We mentioned Dirty Rice, which is your second novel that you published, and also Hell or High Water by Ron Thibodeau
right.
Is also available.
Yes. Hell or High Water, excuse me, Hell or High Water is a look at Southwest Louisiana's reaction and rebuilding after the devastations of the hurricanes of 2005 and 2008, a story that's really been not necessarily ignored but forgotten as Hurricane Katrina and others have gotten much more publicity. Many, many more books have been written about those than Hurricane Rita, for instance. So that was a book that definitely filled a need. What's been great about it is that Ron is such a wonderful writer that he conveyed the stories so clearly and so sympathetically that it's really been a good seller for us. We've been pleased with how many people have been interested in that book and have bought it and read it and commented on how important it is for them.
And so that will be available tomorrow evening as well.
That's
now
right.
You have a book about Marie Laveau.
This is an electronic book that we've recently. It was printed by a different, initially published by a different publisher, and we've taken the electronic rights and made them available and digitized it and made it available for whatever platform of ebook that you might have, and that's available for download. Yes.
Okay, so you don't have to go to the book sale for that one. But
that's right, yeah.
Well, let's take a look at some of your back titles,
sure.
too, that will be available, as you said, deeply mm-hmm. discounted, and ones that people may want to add to their libraries, and fascinating subjects in Louisiana history and culture.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll... First off, all of our titles will be discounted. Even the new releases will be discounted at least 20% at the book sale tomorrow. The back titles, including some relatively new titles, things published in the last few years, will be cut significantly as well. We talked a little bit about Higher Ground, our novel. Its price is down by half. We have some books on... for instance, another hurricane book, actually, Last Days of Last Island, that's been the price has been cut practically in half. We have some kind of art books, a book that we published last year called New Orleans Sojourn, which was a kind of sketch artist's look at New Orleans and the surrounding area. Which is down from $45 to $30. So we have a kind of a wide swath mm-hmm. of titles. I could sit here and list them for
absolutely.
For hours.
Or
it seems like
Two Beck Do.
That's right,
the Two
Beck Do. You can get a really good deal on Two Beck Do, which is, as you were about to say, the complete Cajun comics of mm-hmm. Ken Moe and Earl Como. And I'm sure some of your listeners out there remember those comics running mm-hmm. in the Daily mm-hmm. Advertiser. It started in Kaplan, but was syndicated across South Louisiana. It's an enormous compendium of about 30 years worth of comics.
Amazing to see how they wrote the French and how colorfully they used it.
and how the French language evolved yes. as they wrote it. Mm-hmm. Because when they started writing that, there was no kind of codified, written Cajun French language. Mm-hmm. By the time they finished, there were all kinds of dictionaries and things of that nature.
Yeah. So Two Beck Do, mm-hmm. all of Beck Do, and then a couple music books that we particularly loved here at KRVS, Congo Square, African mm-hmm. Roots in New Orleans, and also Up from the Cradle of Jazz.
That's right. Two books focused on New Orleans, mm-hmm. Culture and, of course, music. Mm-hmm. Up from the Cradle of Jazz looks at New Orleans's music scene since World War II. So we're really talking a lot of stuff like Professor Longhair, the rise of R&B in New Orleans, and then the kind of funk genre of the Meters and folks like that. It's pretty heavily discounted. The Congo Square book, which was named the LEH, Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities Book of the Year last year. The hardcover version of that can now be had for the same price as the softcover version. So if you want a high-quality copy of that, you can certainly come out and pick that up, too, tomorrow evening at the book sale.
Again, if you are just tuning in, my guest is Dr. Michael Martin. He is director of the Center for Louisiana Studies, which houses the UL Lafayette Press. They are having their annual holiday book sale tomorrow evening with both their new titles and backlist titles as well. And a number of the authors will be there to sign books. And it'll be a really nice time at the UL Alumni Center with refreshments and just talk about books and Louisiana. Mm-hmm. So a really nice way to fill your shelves and perhaps others with Louisiana culture, Louisiana history, and fiction as well.
Right.
So, Michael, I know that you all have a website and a Facebook page where people can go for more information.
We do. Our website is ulpress.org, and you can find all of our titles there. You can find the list of discounted titles there. In addition, you can also find something, and this is relatively new. The Center for Louisiana Studies also houses a music collection, the Archives of Cajun and Creole Folklore, that's been producing CDs for the last few years. You can find our CDs on the UL Press website also. We also have a Facebook page, and I encourage everyone to go out and find UL Press on Facebook. Like us and keep up with us, because over the next 2 weeks we'll be giving away free books as part of a contest we do every year, a trivia contest. Every day we ask a trivia question, and the winner gets a free book.
So it's fun to hear about the answers for those trivia questions. And
it's fun coming up with the questions.
The questions. And in addition, of course, you can keep up with new publications that will be coming out of the UL Press also.
New publications, author signings, and things of that nature.
All right. Well, Michael, thank you so much for y'all's work over there. And we look forward to the UL Press holiday book sale tomorrow evening. What time does it start?
It starts at 5 and lasts until 7 p.m.
at the UL Alumni Center. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Judith.